Another episode of the True Tone Podcast. I'm your host, Demonte Hall. Sometimes I have interviews and sometimes I just host the show. Today is one of those days where I just host the show. I'm happy to see you guys. I hope you're doing good. Got some goodies to talk about. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today. Particularly one story. You guys remember that movie, The Blind Side? Did you like it? It's about a young black boy who has a lot of issues growing up. His mother wasn't able to take care of him. Goes to this white family. They rich. They own a couple. I believe it was like Taco Bell's or something. I should have did my research, but yeah. Well, the narrative coming out of recent, it was getting some traction. There's little shots here and there over the years. Michael Orr talking about his experience with his so-called adoptive family, which he now, years later, after having an extremely successful NFL career, so successful to the point that he had his own movie, The Blind Side. It's come out that the family never adopted him. It was all an ego trip to fuel their business, allegedly. And this is insane. At what point do we just kind of get upset about this? Because it's pretty tacky. I feel bad for the dude. I mean, he seems to be a good guy, Michael Orr. I don't believe he's lying. Where do we go from here? This is not a good story. Yeah, I'm starting off my show with this because it kind of bothers me with the hero complex. And it's one thing, and I don't really want to attack, you know, per se, white people or white families. I myself have been helped by two amazing families that if it wasn't for them intervening, I wouldn't have been able to do and pursue some of the dreams that I had at that time. That's not the issue. The hero complex, there's multiple levels that people always talk about when it comes to particularly black athletes who get these people who come out of the limelight to help them. And sometimes it looks like it comes out for their benefit. Now, it seems like this family was pretty well off. I mean, they own a couple of restaurants, businesses and stuff. And I was laughing because people are mad at the actor. you can't be mad. What's her name? Sandra Bullock or whatever. You can't be mad at her. She didn't do it. She's an actor. People are mad at Sandra Bullock. And she's an actor. She has nothing to do with that. She just played a role. And she thought at the time, I'm going to say this too. When I watched the movie, I did get a little creeped out by some stuff. It's kind of cringe. And the reason why it's cringe is typically in movies like that, like the black kid's hair is all weird or they're doing, you know, something like, you know, they make it feel cringe. But I actually remember watching that movie and I had to think about it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to talk about this on the show a little bit. And I remember being like super creeped out as a black dude watching that. Like, my man sleep on couch. you know, they eventually give him a room or whatever. And then, you know, I think she had to go. The movie was based off of, you know, this white lady who essentially was trying to get him to the NFL. And of course, this makes him seem like he's dumb. You know, the typical, you know, black people stuff, that the stereotypes. And even to the point where there's like a scene where she goes on the practice field, they're out there, which would be extremely embarrassing. Even if it was your real mom to come out there and be like, yo, this is how you need to play. You got to protect him this way. You know, him being one of the best, I think he was a left tackle. One of the tackles. He's one of the T's. One of the ones that get the massive checks. It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch this. It's a sad story. You know, Michael Orr is talking a lot about it, saying they never adopted him. It was all a business deal kind of thing. And I'm not shocked. You know, even thinking back on the movie, I'm just not shocked. Just seemed like there were plot holes. It just felt that way. I remember reading the newspaper articles that came out about it in school, and there seemed like a lot of plot holes. I hope it gets situated, man. I hope, you know, Michael Orr is able to get what he wants. Clearly, he wants the truth out. Clearly, he wants something to be recognized. What are your guys' thoughts? What do you think about this? Should Michael Orr be talking about this? Should he be exposing him? Should he be more thankful? You know, I heard some people saying that he's not thankful enough. And I was just like, I don't agree with that. I don't like that. You know, he doesn't owe them nothing. He doesn't owe them nothing. You know, I think them getting a movie and you know, I think the father of the family spoke out and said they didn't get no money from it. And then a couple of days later, Michael Orr was like, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Come on, man. That's straight up lie. If they use your last name in the movie, you're making some money. You're a business person. They talk about how good of a business person you are. You have this Chick-fil-A type image, and then it gets exposed by people internally. Something's going on, and it's very clear. You know, he was going along with it, trying to look out for you guys, and then eventually he tells the truth about it. Who should we be upset at? That's the main thing. And the reality is, this is just a sad situation. You know, Michael Orr's story is still going on. He's still doing cool things for the community. But it's just, it just kind of sucks that The Blind Side was built on a lie. That was kind of sad. That was really sad. All right, on to some other stuff. This episode is me just chilling. I'm going to talk about some things that I noticed in the world. Some pretty crazy things going on. Okay, let's talk about some other shenanigans. You guys ready for this? In Montgomery, there was a brawl. Okay, this happened. We're about, like, what, 2 weeks out maybe from the brawl? When did this happen? The Montgomery brawl, the wild brawl caught on camera. Black people everywhere. I'm laughing because this junk, it went too far. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's insane. Why did it happen? Let's talk about why it happened. So it happened because a pontoon boat was blocked from coming in by these individuals who had their own boat. Now, I did some research. They said that they had a store, so they felt a little entitled. The dock worker, the marina worker, the gentleman asked them to move their boat. They wouldn't move their boat. And they left. I guess he moves it, allegedly moves it. They come back, their boats move, so that this big tourist attraction boat, I don't even know what you call it. I think that's the pontoon boat, was trying to dock. And footage shows a group of white men ushered by a woman beating the crap out of this black dude. Just curve stomping, kicking him. He's on the ground. Now, here, I just want to point this out real quick. Before this got intense, nobody really cared. He was getting beat up. It started to gain traction when my man's jumps from the boat that was waiting to dock, jumps out, swims over like Aquaman, Black Aquaman, gets over there, has the energy to go fight, and my man's just getting jumped by these white dudes and this woman. She throws a kick in there, and you can go watch the video yourself. You don't have to believe me. Go look for yourself. Don't believe me. Go look. And he's getting destroyed. People are watching for a little bit. All he asked and all he was trying to do was his job. And he got beat up for it. Now, when the tables were turned, it wasn't good. My man swims across the ocean, gets in the water, jumps out that mud like Aquaman. And then some other dudes come out. They start brawling. It's a fight. Somebody, I mean, this is crazy. This felt like maybe like an hour before police got there. It felt like an hour. Like, I was watching this. I'm like, this is insane. And he gets... And my man's with the chair. What did the chair do? My man's was hitting some chick with a chair. He botted her in the head. That was just real old school. That was like fight or flight. I don't know if I'm really mad at... I mean, it wasn't a good look. My man's was hitting her. But I want to talk about something. And it was just like this weird... how do I say this? Say this without like sounding like a jerk, but there was this weird like satisfaction. Maybe that's overkill. The satisfaction was, man, they working together. That's it. That's all it was. It wasn't like, I'm not happy they were beating these people up. I think they deserve that though. I think they deserve that butt kicking. They deserve that. And I'm gonna tell you why. And I know you guys are probably going to disagree with me, but if he was white, they wouldn't have beat him up. They would have cussed him out, maybe complained. This was an old school, you know, handling a disagreement. This is as old school as it gets. You just beat him up. And they had all the people. They beat him up. They jumped him. And then they got jumped by everybody, by all the black people there. Not all of them. Some of them were watching. And I think it's hilarious because people were making videos about the chair, or like he threw his hat up, the black dude was getting jumped, and he was just doing his job. And this all seriousness, this is all seriousness. A lot of people are going to jail. A lot of people are probably going to get charged. I wish it didn't happen, but it was good that it was seen. And I know a lot of people were afraid. I was at Starbucks and I heard some white people talking about it, and they're like, I wish this never was on social media, because now black people are going to think they can just beat us up whenever they get done wrong. That's what you got out of this? That's what you took away? That now we get the freedom to beat you up? That's what you took away? How about my man's just doing his job? How about you just don't think you're better than people? Not, you know, the individuals involved in this situation. Don't think you're better than people. You know, this man's just doing his job. And you guys, we don't know if he could have got serious injuries. What if they would have kicked him in his face and that was it? It would be a different conversation. I think there is some defense in there. My man's with the chair. At some point, it wasn't defense. Or the man, he was throwing that one chick in the water. I'm watching the video now. That's insane. Man, they were throwing haymakers. They really tried to hurt my man. That's disrespectful, though. It says Montgomery police arrest this riverboat, said that it had over 222 passengers. So this was a live performance. These people were watching a live performance. I don't know. Was it a large brawl? I think it was like a medium brawl. I just, seeing all them black people like roll up on the two white dudes, they took that beating, man. They did get beat up. And then the cops get there and it just was all bad. And you know, I think the cops did a good job. You know, they didn't pull their guns. They arrested people. They sat people down. Then they started interviewing people. They couldn't find the man with the chair. I saw that report. That was pretty funny. The chair man. And then the videos that came out are hilarious. I guess it's not funny. Maybe I'm immature. I might be immature, or maybe I'm like everybody else who thought this was a crazy story. And where do we go from here? What's the moral of the story? What's the true tone in this? What's the true message in this? Let people do their job. Stop being mean to people. Stop feeling entitled. Not just white people, not just black people, all people. Let people do their job. Get out of people's way. Stop being so mean and nasty. You might get Hulk Hogan with the chair. You might get. I saw a video of somebody. I thought it was all serious. It was sad. A dude's looking down, and this man is sharpening his chair and making it like in a samurai. He's like hammering it. That junk is funny. I'm not gonna lie. The videos are funny. It's crazy. The seriousness of it, though, I hope it's all able to be settled. Those people should get charged the most out of anybody just because there's proof. And my mans were just doing his job, but that when he threw his hat up, it was all downhill. All right, so I have a question. I've been asking this question. I have two questions, but the first question is this. Because it's been in the media, it's been in the news a lot. Should men go to other countries to find their wife? How do you feel about that? Should men go to other countries to find their wife? Should it be illegal for men to go to other countries from America, per se, and go find their wife? Because I feel like that's been a thing. Me, personally, I think people should be able to do whatever they are in their means or in their whatever is allowed to do. If it's under law, if it's legal, they should be allowed to do that. Now, it's become a big thing because the stink and the poo-poo that has been coming around America is that modern women aren't wifeable. They're not wifey. And it's kind of, it's nasty stink. So what are men doing? They're going overseas and finding their wife and coming back. Now, when I was younger, like high school, I used to hear older people talk about, well, you know, people just want to become citizens of America. That's why they're getting married. Now I'm hearing men are going over there intentionally with the mindset to marry. Now, there's been a lot of talk about how they're not going over there to find a wife. I was like, when you get a certain age, like I'll say 29, 30, maybe. Depends on you as a man. You could be young or whatever, but when you get older, you start to have more serious thoughts about life, career, family, legacy, and you want a partner. And maybe you're not getting that here, which I feel like is pretty common. And I want to know what American women think. Should you be offended? Should you be salty? I don't know. I actually don't like that. I mean, I like the idea of, you know, men going overseas and getting their wife, as long as they're not mistreating them or, you know, holding them against them. Like, oh, I'm an American citizen. You're only here because we're married. I actually know somebody who did it, and I was so happy for him. He was such a good dude. He's an awesome man. You know, he wasn't finding someone. You know, women were doing him dirty here, trying to take his money, flexing on him. And then he found his wife. And I'm so happy for him. She knows how to treat him. I think love doesn't have miles. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think love has a distance to it. It doesn't have a number to it. It's, if it's worth it, you kind of do whatever it takes to obtain it. But yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's okay to go do it. Maybe you don't feel that way. Maybe, you know, you got your little issues with it. In my personal opinion, I don't know where you go to find a wife, I'll be honest with you, because I don't think they're at church. I don't think they're at the gym. Maybe I'm just pessimistic, or I'm just negative. I don't know. I don't think there's a real handbook to find one. You go here to this river while they're picking that good water, and they're right there. And you just, hey, girl, how you doing? Nah, I don't think so. I think it's really complicated in this climate, particularly where the environment is set up for, you know, they want people to be separate. They don't want families. They want individuals because it's more money, more consumers, more bills individually. So it's a real hard thing. All right. I have this question. It's part two of this question. So first question was, should men go to other countries to find their wife? Now, here's the second one. Why is this happening? And I think it's happening because of a lot of things. I think, one, American people are very picky. I think they get so picky and they have such these movie-like ideals. And they miss out on the many opportunities that they can have. For instance, for a man can't change his height. He is the way he is. He can try to put a bunch of shoes on. A man can't change a lot of physical appearance outside of working out. Yeah, you can change. You have control over your weight, but you do not have control over your height as a male. And we do not have any surgeries we can do. That's insane. Okay. I'm always of the party of natural is better outside of any medical issues or whatever. I'm on the side of natural looks better. I want my woman to look natural. I like that. I don't really want a bunch of surgeries. I don't really particularly like long nails. I think it's a little too much. Now, you're talking about entertainers and stuff like that. I feel like that's a little different. It is particularly much different. Actors and stuff. We're going to put those aside. What I want to talk about is women. Does it matter if a man is taller than you? Now, if you are 5'4", I understand that, but does it matter if a man is taller than you? And the reason why I ask that is because I hear a lot of girls say that. And when you meet a guy, there's a chance he's not that tall. In fact, the average height, I think, is 5'11", right? Isn't that the average height? That's the average height of a man is like 5'9"? I think it's 5'9". It's insane. And is it shallow? Is that shallow to be like, I want a man that's taller than me? I think it is a little shallow. I do. Because if you don't get to know the dude, he might have all these other things that you want. It is a little shallow. You don't get to know the guy. You just kind of like, he looks shorter than me. I don't want to talk to him. That's kind of shallow. And I think things like that fuel guys wanting to do other things. I think it definitely fuels guys wanting to go somewhere else, do some other things. I personally think they be blocking their blessings when they do that. When they say, I want a guy who's, you know, extremely wealthy. I want him to be taller than me. I want him to have the six pack. You can't have everything. It's impossible. He's not going to have everything. That's unfair. Just like she's not going to have everything. But I just want to tell you something. All right. I don't know if you guys realize this. They have over 150 different plus altering body things for women. And like one for dudes. That should show you how insane it is right now. That's insane. That is insane. Over 150 plus different things women can do to alter their body, adjust, uplift, tuck, tummy tuck, tim tuck, blow up your lips, blow your eyes out. I don't know. Like, they got all these different things you can do. But men don't have none of that. And I'm not screaming for it. I don't think men are screaming for that. You know, when men lose their hair, they just, you know, they half bald. You know, you don't complain about it. Just, we get roasted. when they're like, you know, it's so bald that you can land a like four fingers on the top of it, and then the rest of it is like a little belt of hair. Man, I would just let it go. But if you look weird bald, that would suck. That would definitely suck. If you just, I feel for you, homie. But we don't have we. You know, you're starting to see stuff with the hair. Like, you're seeing videos where men, like, I don't even know what that is. It's like a cream. It's like those funny videos where the barber wipes away like the fake hair. What I'm trying to say is like, it is a little shallow. It's shallow for stuff like that. Or he has to work a certain job. He has to make six figures. Everyone's not going to make that type of money. It's just not going to happen. But back to the taller thing. Would you talk to a guy? Would you give him a shot? Like, what if he smells good? He's in shape. People love him. He has everything, but he's just not taller than you. And I've heard people say, well, how tall is he? Like, is she 5'6" and he's like 4'4"? I mean, I get it. But like, I think that is a blocking your blessings mentality when you are focusing on something so minute. Like, who cares? Like, for an image, if you're going to take a picture, just get the man a stool. You know, the tallest girl I've ever talked to was 6'4". She was beautiful. She was an athlete. Yeah, I said 6'4". I'm 5'11". I think maybe on a good day, I'm 6 foot. That stuff doesn't matter to me. And the questions, too. The type of questions I get asked in the dating environment, I've asked other guys about that. I don't get asked, like, what's your plan 5 years? I don't get asked stuff like that. I get asked, like, would you pay this? How tall are you? Those are the kind of questions I get asked. Very shallow questions. Very shallow. It makes me laugh. I just keep it pushing. But I notice it's not just me. It's other guys. So, ladies, men, how do you feel about that? How do you feel when you get asked that? It's kind of, for me, it's a red flag. It's a red flag. But I know when I talked to some other ladies about that during the week, they were saying that, oh, it's a preference. Yeah, you can't have no short man. Like, but what? For what? So what? He got to get a ladder to get some cookies. You know, who cares? You like the cookies. Maybe y'all should eat the cookies on the top shelf. I laugh at myself. Maybe y'all should make the kitchen smaller. I don't know, man. Who cares? Y'all both got to eat, put your pants on, poop and stuff. Who cares? Who cares how tall you are? The real question is, what is his characteristic traits? What kind of man is he? Does he leave when things get tough? Does he stay and try to fix it? Is he loyal? Is she loyal? Those are more important things that we should be talking about. Not, is my man 5'5 and shorter than you? That's superficial. That's not superficial. That's surface level. See, even the police think it. You're going to get arrested. You all hear the police outside? Y'all going to get arrested. It's disrespectful. Yeah. Very crazy. I hope we can get past something like this. I hope it's not something that people hold on to for too long. You know, I think we're bored. I think people get bored and they just sit around and they come up with these crazy ideals. I don't think it's well thought out. I think it's just something people say. But, you know, that stuff hurts guys. They're probably not going to say it. He's probably going to be salty. He just walk away. I'm not tall enough. It's like going to the roller coaster. You've been waiting all week to go to this roller coaster. I hate roller coasters. Maybe I'll tell y'all why I hate roller coasters. Maybe I already did. I can't remember. But you go to a roller coaster and that one dude that's built like a snickerdoodle tells you you can't get on a ride because you're too short. Oh, if somebody had a camera for that, that's pure entertainment. They get upset and punch the thing. Oh, man, that's pure entertainment. Okay, I want to talk about something, and we haven't done this in a while. I want to bring back up the truest tone. So the truest tone, right? Maybe we've already touched on that a little bit. We were talking about a lot of stuff so far. And the truest tone, I have this thought. I saw this little snippet, and there's something interesting that happens when someone gets too popular. People become ashamed to acknowledge that they like it. Why does that happen? Like, why do we do that with stuff? If Apple gets too popular, we start to hate that thing. Or, you know, a favorite person. Or, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, when Drake got too big, people started hating on him. They're, like, ashamed to say they like him. It's like, man, he makes great music. What's the problem? Why can't we still talk about that person? Why can't we still like them? And some people do. And if people didn't like him, he wouldn't be making so much money on his tours and stuff like that. But for some reason, when they get so big, we want to watch them fall. Is that the story, or is that, is there something wrong with us? And I think the truest tone is this. If you like something, stick to it, no matter how big it gets and how small it gets. It doesn't matter what those people say. It matters how you feel about it. And if you like it, stick with it, invest in it, you know, talk about it, share it with it. And if people don't like you because you like it, they don't, you know, keep it pushing, you know. It's hard to do. It is hard to do. I hate when people say that. I don't like when people do that. Like, keep it pushing. It is a very interesting thing. So I want you to get that in your mind right now. What's the one thing you know that got really big and now everybody liked it at first and now everybody doesn't like it? They don't want to talk about it. They're like, oh, they're not that good. It's really, is it jealousy? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what happens when they get so big on the mountaintop. It's just jealousy. That's my truest tone. Okay, I want to talk about some shows and then we're going to end this episode. It's a short one. It's not too long. Thanks for coming along for this journey. But here's a show I want to talk about. Put on your radar. A TV show called Beef on Netflix. And then we're going to talk about a movie. But there's a show called Beef. The main, one of the actors from the original cast of Walking Dead is the lead actor. And his name is Steven Yeun, I believe. His name is Steven Yeun. This show is really, it was really fresh. So it's a show about a man who's trying to take back some items. And I don't want to give away too much. I don't like doing that. But if you got some time and you want to check it out this over the weekend, Beef is the show on Netflix. And my man Steven Yeun is the one of the main actors. And it's about this guy who's trying to take some stuff back. He's in a parking lot. He tries to reverse. And everybody has that where you get so mad because the person is blocking. You can't leave. They have an exchange. And then that snowballs into a tit for tat kind of thing. And it gets too, like, it's some funny stuff. It's some funny stuff. They fight each other and it becomes this deep, seated. I know there's some like psychological term for it. I can't think of it right now. I don't know why. I can't think of it. I don't know why. But it gets out of hand. It's some funny things. The show deals with, I like hearing other cultures, particularly this one is the Asian culture, talking about stigmas, and they're dealing with it in a fresh way. So there's a scene where the one character, the actor, she was trying to find a guy who she had gotten a bet with an argument over, you know, you road rage. That's it. Okay. Wow. That was tough. They had road rage against each other. So she was looking to retaliate against him. They go to where the gentleman may live. It's like apartment place or hotel, whatever. Kick the door down. They see the guy. She's like, that's him. And the dude's like, if that's not an Asian backhead, I don't know what it is. So they come out and they start talking to the hotel manager. And he was like, we don't know where such and such is or whatever. They're looking for him. Then the guy comes out and he's white. And I was like, that is a perfect example of stereotypes and being wrong. You know, we like look at one thing and we think it's this, but it's really not. We don't know. We're all just guessing. It's a guessing game. I like when shows deal with unnecessary stereotypes like that. I think it's cool. And I think it's cool because it's coming from them. And then, but we see it and it's like, you know, it kind of like slaps you. It's like a correction. Like, yo, you probably shouldn't do that. I respect that. But I like the movie's plot twists and I like the visuals that they use. It talks about addiction and it talks about these unnecessary family expectations that are put on people, you know, and it's, I feel like that's not just exclusive to the Asian community, but you do hear about people who come from overseas and they're supporting their whole families. Like, you know, the father's healthy, the mom's healthy. Why are you putting so much pressure on your child to build something for you? like in the show, he was trying to build this place for his family. And it was just like, you see him this weigh him down and you're like, that is a little like my thought. This was my thought. And I know it has to do with tradition and stuff like that. But my thought was like, why are you putting this expectation on your son? Your son should be trying to build for himself and his family. You're healthy and you're seeing his father kind of give him a look of like disappointment. And you're just like, this is corny. And that's just me. That's my thoughts and opinions on that, like putting unrealistic expectations. Now, if your family's poor back home, that's a little different. But if you're healthy, you can go to work, dog. Why are you making your son do all that? But the show is really good. It's called Beef. Go check that out. Now, this next movie, really super good. I was really enjoying it. They cloned who? They cloned who? They cloned Tyrone. That's who they cloned. They cloned Tyrone. That's a good movie. Jamie Foxx is in it. Who's the director is Jewel Taylor. I believe it's Jewel Taylor. Great, great movie. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it. That also deals with a lot of different it does a lot of different tricks on the black community where you got like chicken, hair products, barbershops, beauty salons, strip clubs, fast food restaurants. It's really interesting. So Jamie Foxx, John Boyega, I think Typhoon Paris, but she plays this character called Yo-Yo. That was funny. It was a good movie. I think you guys should check it out. That's on Netflix too. I think it was like top five most watched in America, top five in the world, maybe. They closed Tyrone. So this movie deals with a lot. You know, you have, at first I thought it was going to be cheesy because it has like, you know, the pimps in it. You know, you got some escorts, then you got the street dude. But it, you know, John does a great job. The actor, he does a great job. He's more serious now. He played in the famous franchise, Star Wars, Force Awakens. But I liked how they deal with these things could really be the reason why the community is not doing well. It's just a thought. You know, you poke at a thought. And I like movies that do that. So this is a good movie. Jamie Foxx is by far one of the most talented, all around talented people I've ever seen. I grew up watching the Jamie Foxx show. I watched his stand up. You know, I've watched it with my family. Jamie Foxx is one of the most talented individuals, period. To be able to sing, he makes great songs. He makes great movies. My favorite movie of all time is Django, hands down. I don't know why. I do know why, but I just, every time that movie comes on, I got to watch it. That's one of my top five movies of all time, Django. It's such a good movie. He's a great singer. I, you know, remember watching him play Ray Charles. That was cool. He's just super talented. His impersonations of people. And first of all, he's an all around funny. He's just entertaining. He can get you going with anything. Jamie Foxx is one of the most talented all around people in Hollywood, in showbiz. Very gifted person. It's crazy to see how long he's been dominating in the game. I do think he's a little underrated, though. I will say that. I think Jamie Foxx is a little underrated. That's my personal opinion. But They Clone Tyrone is a very good movie. If you want to check it out, go do that. My final thoughts on it, hilarious, thought-provoking, chilling. That's my final thoughts on Tyrone. All right, I want to end the plane with this. I saw this little news snippet, and it was AI is Snapchatting people for users. And that is scary. And I thought about this. I was like, is this a sign of more to come? Because we didn't ask to have AI. And I know some people may not know what Snapchat is. Snapchat is, I don't know. It was supposed to be like this easier way to connect with people. You could send pics. I know people use that a lot for dating. It's like Snapchat is like Tinder. It can be like that. But I don't know if you use Snapchat, but it is crazy because I actually did have AI snap somebody for me as well. And they were like, dude, what you doing, Amante? I'm like, nothing. I'm just chilling. That's scary. And I don't even know what the point of it is because I don't remember asking for it. They didn't really ask. It's kind of like, do you guys remember when Apple forced everyone to have that YouTube album? Man, I never seen people so upset. You guys remember that when Apple was like, you get a free album. This is going to be the greatest thing ever. People were livid. Get this crap off my phone. You couldn't get it off. Ooh, that was the worst. Apple was like, never again. They don't ever talk about that. Even big companies take L's. Even big companies take L's. They think it's a no-brainer. We're giving you YouTube. It's a free album. People are like, nope, don't like it. Trash. Same thing with this AI. I think we are overusing this crap so much. I think we're overusing AI. I don't want people to think that I'm a hater of it. I don't like it. It's a tool. It's definitely a tool. I heard something that was really interesting. And I'm just throwing this out there with you guys. Do you think AI, people who use AI, people AI that accumulates data from individuals, those individuals should get paid if AI uses the information that that person put out? So AI collects data from a server, from different sources, and it pulls it to make, an educated presentation. Should that, wherever it pulls it from, should those people get accredited for it? Should they be paid for that? And I thought that was a big question too, when it comes to AI and Snapchat AI, Snapchat snapping people without permission of the account holder. And I thought that was an interesting conversation. So what do you guys think about that? Maybe you should, you could be getting some money while you're sleeping. You know what I'm saying? That was like a big thing. People getting paid while they sleep. This could be that thing. But so that's my thoughts on the AI stuff. I don't like it. It's kind of like how I feel bad for the writer strike right now. I feel like people, I'm for the writers. I want the writers to get what they deserve. And I'm for humans. Humans should do for humans. Humans should write for humans. Content for humans. I'm for that. I'm for that. I want the writers. I want this to be over too, because we need some goodies. Even though stuff's still coming out, I need my shows back. I need my shows back. SWAT, Chicago PD. I need those shows back. So I don't know how you guys think about that. Yo, this has been another exciting episode of the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. And as always, was there truth to this conversation or was it just noise? I'll let you decide, and we out. Do 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 do